Now let me provide you with more color. I'm sorry if I'm speaking. I'm going to speak a little louder. With regard to our international sales, so just for clarity of definition, our international sales are sales to foreigners as well as to overseas Filipinos. So last year, sales to non-Filipinos or foreigners is 25% of the total, and sales to OF, overseas Filipinos, is 10%. Now, if we break down the international sales, you will note that Chinese buyers now account for close to half, and 15% are accounted for by Americans. The rest of the other nationalities contribute an average of 2 to 2.5%. Alveo was the biggest contributor to total international sales at 40%, while close to half of Avida's total sales was generated from the international market. In terms of unbooked revenues, at 136 billion, this is 1.6 times property development revenues of 84.1 billion in 2016. Now, just some of our key launches. First, estates. Last January, we launched Park Links, which is going to be the greenest urban estate, wherein 50% will be dedicated to open space, and you will need not walk further than 250 meters to get to green space. So this is a joint venture, 50-50 joint venture with the Eaton Group, the Lushotan Group. And the main features are the 3-hectare Central Park, River Park terraces, bike trails, running trails, and we will be building a 110-meter iconic bridge which connects the 5-hectare Quezon City site with the 30-hectare Pasig site. We will be launching a regional mall with a gross leasable area of 58,000 square meters together with a 3,500 square meter sports complex. Our two top brands, ALP and Alveo, will be launching 5 residential towers each. Initial capex is envisioned to be 53 billion for the next over the next 10 years, and the GFA build out estimated is 1.7 million square meters, of which half will be dedicated to residential and another half to commercial. Last December, we launched Seagrove Estates, our EcoFun destination, which will feature a coastal boardwalk retail strip. And we will maintain an expansive mangrove forest, a network of lagoons, and a nature-inspired pedestrian corridor. The main features will be, aside from the retail component, the shops at Seagrove, which will have a 10,000 square meter GLA, will be a 200-room Holiday Inn resort. GFA build-out is envisioned at 73,000 square meters, with the hotel accounting for 82% and retail 18%. This is our partnership with CHI and Taft Property Venture Development Corporation. The estimated capex is 35 billion. And of course, we've already talked about these two other estates that we launched last year, Azuela Cove in Davao City, total of 25 hectares, and Evo City in Kawit, Cavite, 236 hectares. Looking at our residential projects, we launched for ALP, Ayala Land Premier, Park Central Towers, the second tower, which is the North Tower, last October, 259 units with a value of 17.6 billion, of which 42% has been taken up. Cerrillo, Phase 1 and 2 in Nuvali, last June, 308 units with a value of 5 billion with a 75% take-up rate. Cerrillo Phase 3 in September, 209 lots, 3.6 billion worth, a third has been taken up. We're now on the third tower of Arbor Lanes in Arca South with 192 units, close to 5 billion in value, 81% has been taken up. And the enclaves 5 and 6, Phase 5 and 6 in Bacolod City, value of close to half a billion, more than half has been taken up. For Alveo, we launched last November, Circa, in Las Piñas, Alabang, Metro Manila, Viento Tower 1. 2.8 billion in value, 63% taken up. Orient Place in Vertis North, last October, 611 units, 6 billion in value, 24% taken up. The residences at Evo City, 395 units at 3.2 billion worth of value, 87% has been taken up. And Avea Phase 3 in Santa Rosa, Laguna, last June, value of 709 million, of which 28% has been taken up. Other Alvea launches, Travertine Tower in Portico in Pasig, 65% taken up. The Brownstone, also at Portico, 63% taken up. Montala in our Alviera Estate in Porac, Pampanga, 663 million in value, 78% taken up. Mondia Phase 2, also in Alviera, 62 units, 50% taken up. For Avida, Avida Towers, BGC Turf, Tower 2 last July, 47% has been taken up, a total of 537 units with a value of 4.2 billion. Avida Towers Virea in Arca South last July, 85% taken up, value of 2 billion. Avida Settings in Tuguegarao, 1.7 billion of value, 30% taken up, and Towers Aston 3 here in Makati, 863 units, 3.7 billion of value, 45% take up. For Amaya, just a few of their projects. Amaya Steps in Bacolod, 814 million of value, 53% take up. And Amaya Steps Nuvali in Santa Rosa, 319 million of value, 81% taken up. Now, key launches, office for sale, Alveos Styles, Enterprise Plaza East Tower, which is in the circuit in Makati, 47% take up on a value of 5.4 billion. Here in Valero, Makati, the Gentry Corporate Plaza was launched last May, 182 units with a 62% take up rate. So in 2017, quite a busy year, 88.8 billion worth of launches across 28 projects. Now let's look at our leasing business. For the malls, an all-time high in terms of opening, 189,000 square meters were opened last year. So we now have a total portfolio of 1.8 million square meters. We opened Ayala Malls in Feliz, Ayala Malls Feliz on Marcos Highway, Ayala Malls Marikina, Cloverleaf in Balintawak, Quezon City, the 30th at Pasig, and Ayala Malls, Vertis North, all these five malls last year. The average occupancy rate for our mall stands at 92%, while occupancy rate for stable malls is still very strong at 97%. Our same mall rental growth remains healthy at 5%. What we have to look forward to, at least for the first half of this year, One Bonifacio High Street, which is the retail podium on which the PSC Tower and the Suites residential condo stands. That's 23,000 square meters. And the Circuit Mall opening in June with 54,000 square meters of gross leasable area. Total malls GLA under construction stands at 823,000 square meters. Offices, another banner year. We opened six new offices, total now of slightly over 1 million square meters of gross leasable space. So we opened Vertis North, BPO Tower 2 in Quezon City, the Tech Tower in Cebu, Circuit BPO Towers 1 and 2, One Bonifacio High Street, and the 30th Corporate Center. And we've indicated there that for the offices where we have BPOs which require PESA accreditation, we were able to secure such. The average occupancy rate for all our offices is at 86%. Occupancy rate for stable offices is at 97%. The total office portfolio lease out rate is a solid 86%. Upcoming office openings would be Ayala North Exchange down on Ayala Avenue and Vertis North in Quezon City. So this will add at least 58,000 square meters within the year. So again, both offices have received PESA accreditation. So with 1 million square meters operational, we have a little under 500,000 square meters currently under construction. Hotels and resorts, 2,583 rooms currently, and we added 6 new facilities last year. So these were Seda, Vertis North, some rooms in Seda Bacolod, our additional rooms in our Casa Calao, Balay Adlao, and Hotel Covo in Leo, Palawan, and some rooms in Sikogon. So a total of 556 rooms were added last year. Revenue per available room of hotels went down by 6% to 3,576 per night, mainly due to the lower occupancy of our internationally branded hotels in Makati. RevPAR for resorts remained steady at 8,052 per night. And in terms of occupancy, hotel occupancy remains very healthy at 71%. And for our resorts, it has actually improved to 61%. For 2018, these are the hotels that we look forward to opening. Seda Leo in Palawan, total of 153 rooms, should be open in time for the summer holidays. And another bed and breakfast in Sikogon, 19 rooms. It's going to be called Puni. So currently under construction, are a total of 3,522 rooms. We're pleased to present to you two new leasing formats. The first is clock-in, which is our fully serviced offices.